Of the 2020 session for the Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee. Welcome back. Thank you to staff for keeping things steady over the break. It'll be a busy year, but today's a short hearing. Just one bill is up, and I think we have a quorum present. So I guess, should I start with committee announcements?
Sure.
Okay. So let's start with committee announcements. We wanted to introduce our fellow for the year, and his name is Grayson Doucette. He is a doctor, as they all are, so be intimidated. And he has a PhD in material science from Penn State University, where he actually focused on solar cell technology and a number of other sort of chemical engineering puzzles that I don't understand. But thankfully, he'll be assisting the committee this year. So we welcome you, Grayson, and thank you for joining us. With that, Secretary, would you mind calling the roll here?
Sure. Senator Stern?
Here.
Stern here. Jones. Here. Jones here. Allen. Borges. Here. Borges here. Caballero. Here. Caballero here. Hertzberg. Hueso. Jackson. Manning. Here. Manning here.
And so thank you for the indulgence. I will hand the gavel now to Vice Chair, seeing as I am up with the loan bill of the day.
All right. Thank you. Senator Stern will be presenting Senate Bill 739. And I'm happy to accept a motion to adjourn, if anybody would like to. Senator Stern, the floor is yours, and we're anxiously looking forward to your presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Members, we've been through probably each and every one of us on this committee in one way, shape, or form, hit by the wildfire disasters, and surprised the work is not done, even though we wrapped up last session after a flurry of work. When it comes to issues of defensible space, right around the home, those 0 to 5 feet that seem like not that big of a deal compared to the magnitude of forests that need to be managed better, or wildlands, or sort of intimidatingly large landscapes. When you go down to the small, which is just right outside your door, all along your house, above your garage, on the vents of your windows, those are the life and death, make or break places that truly, from a fire science perspective, will make us resilient, in addition to all the natural land management we need to do. And so this bill is trying to pull out a piece of legislation that had been worked on last year diligently by Assemblymember Friedman. It was part of a bigger package that was vetoed. We feel, though, that at the very minimum, the components of 739 are sort of no-brainers. We get that there may be some controversy, although I still think that was a very solid, well-thought-through measure. But there are some sensitivities around enforcement of defensible space and exactly how you finance some of this and the impact it has on the insurance market. So what we do know, it takes people. This isn't something a drone can do. And it isn't something that the insurance industry has the right data on. It isn't something that, frankly, our counties or our first responders have the right data on. It takes eyes and ears to figure out how many people have gasketed their vents or their garage or swept up the leaves under the eaves. Maybe we get to an era where somehow this can all be magically or technologically somehow sensed. But right now, this is going to be a people power issue. And so this bill is really supposed to give a conduit to wake up communities to defend themselves. And this isn't, I don't think this is political, or even if you're passionate about the environment, or if that doesn't really wake you up in the morning, and you're more interested in the public safety of your community. I think out to a community like Chatsworth and, you know, the veterans, the seniors who are out there doing neighborhood watch, right? And they're making sure that there's no crime on the streets, and that's what they're focused on. They don't think of themselves, I'm not worried about climate change. But they are worried about their neighbor's houses burning down like they just did in Saddle Ridge Fire. So if we can start to unleash new civic engagement through the kind of training that's contemplated in this bill, maybe we can actually start to get communities doing the hard work on the ground of working with their neighbors to make sure their houses are safe and their neighbors' neighbors' houses are safe, because what we've learned is we're all in it together, and it doesn't matter if you just take care of your home, it's not enough. Your neighbor's home has to be hardened too, and your neighbor's neighbor does. You're all in it together. So I don't want to overhype the bill and say this is some sort of fix to civic lethargy that we have in our society, but I actually do think there's something to it. So I'm happy to get into technical details, but that's the thrust of the bill, and I have much smarter, technically trained folks than I here to support us. We have a wide range of stakeholders in support, but we have the resource conservation districts here and the building industry as well to give a sort of snapshot of why they support the bill. So thank you and ask for your support.
Witnesses in support, please.
Great, thank you. My name is Karen Burr. I'm the executive director for the California Association of Resource Conservation Districts. And we're here really excited about SB 739. We feel like it will help CAL FIRE in the important work that they already do to help communities and landowners be fire safe in both having the tools and information they need. The 95 RCDs in the state have been partnering with CAL FIRE for decades to do this type of work. And as the folks that sit at the intersection of agriculture, conservation, and our communities, every day we're hearing from landowners that they don't know what to do, that they're worried about the safety of their families, and this is a really pressing issue for them. That's why we think this is so important, and that's why the RCDs have taken on this work for the last countless decades. One really great example of where this is happening is in San Diego County, where the RCD is working hand in hand with the fire safe or the fire local fire agencies. That when they do go out and do inspections, they hand over the information for the RCD, and the RCD then goes out and works with that landowner to find grants, to secure resources, and to provide technical assistance to those landowners to make sure that not only are they able to implement, but they're able to implement in the correct way. So it's really an important partnership. We feel that a coordinated statewide effort to standardize this home hardening and defensible space will really help us in being able to work with our communities and our landowners, and will also be able to help CAL FIRE in advancing the goals that they've already been working so hard on. So we thank you for your leadership, thank you for your time, and we urge you to vote yes on this bill.
Thank you. I'm Bob Raymer with the California Building Industry Association, and have been working with building codes for close to four decades now. Normally, it takes a couple of decades to acquire field data to show that a certain set of building standards is reaching the goals that were desired when they were first developed and adopted. That's not the case with the wildland urban fire safety regs. Within just a couple of years of their implementation back in 2008, we had good data showing that it works. More importantly, the combination of wildland urban interface building standards and the implementation of defensible space is basically a rock solid way to fight this. And we need boots on the ground. And this bill gets up moving forward. A key part here is developing consistent training. We need that from San Diego to Yuba City to Eureka. And that's how we handle building codes. And so industry is ready to work with the author on this and are very supportive. Thank you.
Other witnesses in support, if you can state your name, affiliation, please.
Daniel Broad on behalf of Sierra Club California in support.
Good morning, Nicolina Hernandez with San Diego Gas and Electric in support.
Any others in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Comments from the dais, Senator Borges.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I just want to thank Senator Stern. Thank you for bringing this forward. I think we have a whole composite of different bills that are trying to address public safety and fire preparedness, stuff like that. I happen to represent in a former life the area that abutted the San Joaquin River, a lot of homes around there, and I created some defensible space protocols, not only for the private homeowner, but also guidance on public lands. And I'm wondering, do you have any thoughts on, so this only pertains to private land? Do you have any thoughts on public lands that abut this area and maybe do not allow for that full, I guess, 100 feet defensible space? Would something like this be applicable to public lands?
I think that through the inspection process, you'd probably start to get to the tension points in a particular community. So Yeah, the private landowner goes down the hillside, cuts off, and then it filters into a state park or BLM or a conservancy, right? And so in theory, I think you'd surface all those sort of tension points. This bill isn't about the money part of it, but the fact is that what injures our ability to really go after the public land side is the O&M budget for state parks, conservancy. I think we can get through the whatever regulatory anxiety there might be. Say, like, I mean, when we were in Malibu, you have some environmentally sensitive habitat that we're in the middle of trying to prevent a mudslide, and you need to put K-rails in. You put them in, right? If you're talking about, like, life and death situations, the law already allows for that kind of defensible space and maintenance. But we've got to solve the resource question, I think, at the same time that we go find it. So I guess this is the go find it part. I'm not promising that this solves the resource challenge, but I do think we'll find those spots, and then we're going to just have to work through them. So I appreciate you bringing that up.
Whenever appropriate, I'd certainly make a motion to move this forward. If there is another iteration where that's contemplated, I think there needs to be some consideration of the crossover territory. But as the first step, fantastic. Thank you.
Yep. Senator Wace, was it on this point? I've got two other speakers that...
What, on that question, I just wanted to clarify regarding the answer. The bill says that the training program would be required to prepare individuals to conduct defensible states assessments in state responsibility areas. So it's not just on private property. Is that correct?
Correct.
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
Senator Jackson?
I think obviously to empower people is very important during these situations so that we don't feel helpless when a fire comes or when we're trying to anticipate fire season. So I do appreciate the concept of the bill. I also just wanted to reiterate the observations by the analyses that I think the key to this is making sure that the framework that is ultimately developed is one that doesn't give people some false sense of security, doesn't give them some false sense that they know everything about everything, and impose those views on one's neighbors and what have you, but just gives people the information and the opportunity to be helpful. And so I think there's a fine line to that, but I do think it's extremely important that people know what steps are available. I know, having gone through the fires in my district, and I know you've had a number in yours, we've all, I think, probably throughout the state experienced these, having information and being empowered to act is very, very critical to get through these disasters and also to be able to protect our homes and our families, which is really the primary, almost exclusive consideration when something like this happens. So I would just like to reiterate the recommendations, additional guidance on timeliness for these efforts to make sure that we have clear metrics on what it is we want to educate people to know and to do and to be able to do, and to be able to bring that back so we find out whether or not it's actually working. So with that, I would be happy to move the bill if it hasn't already been moved. But whatever. Yeah.
Ruling motions.
Right. Please take note. We've moved the bill together.
That is a note.
I'll say a first, but
that is a note. I guess I have two parts to it, and it really follows up on something that Senator Jackson was talking about. It's a series of questions. I think this is really important. We're going to have to put some resources to helping people figure out how to harden around their homes, but. In doing that, the question becomes, what happens once the information is collected? Because if you're going around and you're talking to people, I'm assuming that they're collecting information on, here's what you need to do in order to harden your home. Who gets that information? Is it the local county that gets it? Is it a state agency that gets it? Are we gonna and this may be the subject of another bill, are we going to have grants for homeowners so that they can come in? And some of it is vegetation, but some of it is the are the vents and the things that will cost homeowners money. And then are there compliance requirements? I mean, in other words, you better do it or else. And who's doing the or else? And are they given a period of time in order to make it happen? And then part of that, I would think, part of the analysis has to be, so I'm looking for enforcement, and I'm looking for, you know, we just all ought to be clear about what we're setting up so that, yes. You know, if I'm the neighbor, I go, this is what I learned, and that's not good, and you're next to me, and you better do something. And then two is looking at landscaping, because we have this interface in many communities where we have foliage that is not native to California that we've planted that that it can be is very fire prone. I was shocked to see that palm trees light up like Roman candles. Yeah. Who knew, right? But it's like, hello, it's full of oil. And so, and eucalyptus trees, but we have them lining many streets, particularly as you come down out of the foothills. And so it just seems to me that we ought to be smarter about how we're doing things because it really is a new normal. And we also ought to have landscaping advice in terms of these kinds of things are dangerous to have close to your home. And I saw a video shot of a fire in Southern California. It happened to be close to where my folks were, and I was concerned about it. And the camera was just looking up the hills, and a Roman candle in the picture lit up. There was nothing close to it. It just lit up. And that's because embers are flying. And it was a shock to me because there's a whole line of them right near my parents' house. So
I mean, that yes. Was like what got us in Woolsey was... You're talking about an ember jumping the 101 freeway. That's a, you know, I don't know, taking a 500-foot jump, but they can go half-mile jump, right? I mean, so it's not like the fire itself is burning down your house. It's that one ember that slips through that one vent or hits that one ignition point. I know Mr. Raymer had a comment, though. Sorry.
In direct response to that, in both the staff analysis and the opening comments the senator made, AB 1516 indeed got vetoed. It was proposing to do four or five very important things, all of which we supported. But this bill is sort of taking one of those components. It's looking at the development of the educational and certification program sort of only, which is very important. And in regards to where this gets applied, yes, it's tailored for SRAs, but in the building code world, once you get that done, the work's done, and we can expand that to just about anything. Mm. And so the key point here, though, is it gets that framework up and running so that we can kind of piggyback on it from elsewhere. And that's the key point, once you get the ball rolling. So.
And to tag onto that, it goes to if you're in non-compliance, that does get reported to your fire department. So there are existing mechanisms for fire departments with competing levels, I would say, of compliance once they come and tack that notice to your door or to your gate. I would say in Ventura County, when the fire department shows up, people hop too, yeah. Right? Like, they knock on your door, they go. But one county over, you know, it gets more complicated, but I at least that data will go back to the fire departments and save them some time and money so they go to pinpoint those houses.
Any other comments from the dais? Senator Stern, would you like to, we have a motion, and would you like to close?
Appreciate the engagement. I would welcome, there is money in the budget proposed in the governor's budget on this front. I would just welcome engagement in this vehicle to really help your constituencies own whatever the outcome is here and make this a bit of an organizing exercise if we could, because if folks feel bought in and they're signing up for their fire safe council and they want to do the defensible space work and the buzz is out there and then the state money comes in to whatever your community is, then we're not sitting there and trying to limp along a workshop at the end and say, hey, please help your neighbor, and we all have to send out an LCMS blast to be like, it's great, state government is here to help. We've got to find some way to unlock potential in our neighborhoods to do that sort of that civic work, and it's sitting here. So I would really welcome a partnership on all this and respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Call the roll.
Motion is due pass to appropriations. Senator Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye. Jones.
Aye.
Jones, aye. Allen.
Aye.
Allen, aye. Borges.
Aye.
Borges, aye. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hueso.
Aye.
Hueso, aye. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. That bill's out with 9 votes.
Bill passes with 9 votes. Congratulations. I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. We're adjourned.